You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is Dukes and Bell. We're picking 13th and 22 in the 2025 NBA draft are the Atlanta Hawks. And a lot of folks going, ah, man, Wemby. And then Cooper Flagg. And we got, like, it's not like Risa Shea's the booby prize. It's just, like, it is what it is. It's way too early to know what he's going to be. I think he showed some great signs at times this last season. Went for 30. I think Sarr was a slow burn. Then Sarr kind of got cooking. So, as again, you know, you watch ESPN, winner, loser. Everything's a zero-sum argument. But I think both Sarr is effective, and I certainly think that Risa Shea were happy with him. But Sarr was a big. And that was the concept. If you want to go get that big rim protector, would that have helped us at times? Like, once you lose Jalen Johnson and you decide to move on from DeAndre, you know, it is what it is. Who are you interested in? Derek Queen from Maryland? Or would you like to have Kamen Malawach from Duke?
I get to choose between those two. I'll take Malawach. But
yeah, it's Malawach, by the way. Kamen Malawach. But yeah.
Neither of them. I don't think either of them are there at 13.
Well, that's why we have to take our 13 and 22 and move up to 10 or 11.
If, oh, God, that's all you can get is the 10?
That's all we're going to, I mean, I don't know.
By the way, Malawach, I think, is out by 8.
Right. I've got to look at my units, hey now, because NFL, there's X amount that gets you, like, for instance, how we got back into the first round. Some say we overvalued, we spent too many units.
That point scale thing?
Yes, to get there. There's a point scale. There is one for the NBA as well. But, yeah, there's a couple of big men if you feel that's what we need. See, I would rather go, you know, get somebody out of the barrel, an established player in free agency.
Right.
And we've already talked about some of those names, but those are just two. If you're looking for specific centers, you know, that's a couple of guys. Malawach and then Derek Queen, but Malawach is probably the more preferable.
Let's just say even you can trade to 8 or 10 and take one of the, like, I don't know. I feel like the NBA is such a wild guess on, I mean, even at the top, but certainly once you get past 3 or 4, it's such a wild guess.
Right.
I mean, there were people who thought Rob Dillingham was going to be Rookie of the Year. Like, he was in the G League, like, 15 games into the season. Now, I know that was about playing time and whatever, but, like, I don't know. Like, Joker was drafted, what, 41st?
Right.
I'll take my chances with multiple picks as opposed to putting it all in one barrel,
well, I mean,
which would go with what you said.
Yeah, second rounders are obviously, you know, for every Draymond Green, there's 50 guys that are complete zeros, like LeBron's son. But, yeah, it's not a lot of juice consistently in the second. You know, we talked a couple weeks ago. Again, I haven't worked with Abe in a while, but Naz Reid from Minnesota.
Yeah.
You know, I believe does he opt out or is he just unrestricted? I'd have to go check on that. But that's one of the guys. And then Miles Turner, he's a free agent. Miles Turner, I think, an opt-out.
Okay, but, like, let's work our way through this here, Mike. I mean, the Timberwolves are going to beat the Warriors. They're going to go to the conference finals, and who knows what happens when they...
Close game at halftime, I fell asleep. Yeah. I was, you know, after that Knicks game was so exciting, really couldn't compare.
But I think they're going to be at least in the conference finals, potentially in the finals. The Pacers, they're not moving on from Miles Turner. They're going to be probably in the conference finals as well, potentially. Like, these two teams are not rebuilding and breaking it down. Like, Miles Turner, and I've seen the Miles Turner thing. I'm like, all right, I don't think the Pacers are moving on from him. They're a step away from the finals.
Right. And Josh Randle's also a free agent, but again, you know, he's a guy that wants the ball. And, you know, I don't know how that, you know, look, we got Jalen Johnson, got to stay healthy. First things first. We got to get things going here. First things first, who's our freaking general manager?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I mean, we have a general manager. He's in place because our old GM is gone. So what goes on now? I mean, who Mensah is he going to continue to be the guy? Because we're going to have a basketball president? What's the pecking order with this? How's this play?
The way it was explained to me is that Ansi Sal is the GM, but all the final decisions are still going to be approved by whatever role this executive is going to hold. But at the same time, like the NBA Combine's like next week.
No, look, I do understand. You want to get somebody from one of the teams who's still playing, who has been able. Now, again, if you want somebody from, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, you may have to wait a while, you know. And the same thing goes for the T-Wolves because they're going to keep on playing. But you want somebody who's been able to draft well, turn it around quickly. See, this is the great debate. And I mean, and we can open it up and you guys can jump on the phones if you like at 404-726-0929. Is Ressler prepared to move on from Trae Young? Is Trae Young prepared to move on from the Hawks? Spoke with Trey's dad a few weeks ago when we were talking about this, about how, again, he can opt out after this next year, and then the contract's going to be monstrous. And then, you know, do you feel, look, you've run your course. The argument you get from fans here in Atlanta, Abe, is he's never, ever had the Scottie Pippen, never even close. You know, you've had John Collins who was miscast. Jalen Johnson can't stay on the floor. You've just never, ever had the consistent star piece you've got to have to compete.
What was the stat? He's never had another all-star?
Correct.
Right, and I know there's been guys who've been all-stars elsewhere. That was the DeJounte. But no one with the Hawks at the same time as Trey has made an all-star team. That's a problem for like anyone who's trying to do it alone. Right. It just doesn't happen.
Now, did Tony Ressler basically cut off his son Nick at the knees, and he's no longer a part of this thing? We don't know. Big article, guys, if you remember in The Athletic, almost 2 years ago now, longer than that, that said that there was Travis Schlenk was like butting heads philosophically with this cabal that was run by Ressler's son. That was The Athletic article. And that Schlenk was never going to sign off on the DeJounte trade because it was stupid, and it was. And, you know, the good news is we do get Dyson Daniels out of it. But, you know, moving forward, how do you get this team out of this godforsaken play-in game rut? How do we maximize Trey's talent? Or does a new GM come in? And this is where it gets interesting. Does a new GM come in here and tell you, guys, you've run its course with Trey. You can't win with Trey. We have to reset. We have to go backwards to go forward. And is Russell prepared to take his medicine on that front?
Yeah, well, the other thing to me is I think there needs to be an understanding from Hawks fans here, Mike. If you're moving on from Trey, there is no continuing to compete. There's only one step back. I don't think there's a step forward. You're not trading Trey for another superstar and continuing to build. There's draft picks or whatever it is, and you kind of, all right, you want to build around Reza Shea, build around Jalen Johnson, that's okay. There is no other superstar coming in here for Trey in a trade in which you're like, we're still contenders. It's a step back and a rebuild.
Right. Now, the big story last night with the NBA draft lottery, we joked around about it earlier for years, is like the rogues gallery of bad teams. And, you know, remember the Sixers and the process, which they still haven't come out the other end of. Generally, if you're stuck in that rut, if you don't get it right, the Oklahoma City Thunder show you how quickly you can get back. We've seen the Rockets get back. Now, they need another star. They need a star. Rockets are going to have to go. I don't know if it's Durant is that guy. They got to go get a star. That's the missing component, a go-to guy. But there's some general managers and people that work for those general managers I think the Hawks should be speaking with. Maybe they are. But one thing for certain, the NBA has a bit of a PR hit because it's not just, you know, you and me on the radio in Atlanta. It's like guys that do television for a living. Friends of ours like Daniel Jeremiah on NFL Network going, that's pretty weird, man. How all of a sudden you give away a guy like Luka Doncic for next to, you know, for in a very, very strange trade without shopping him in the open market. And then 3 months later, you get Larry Bird potentially and Cooper Flagger, a guy who's going to be the face of the league in the fourth largest market with a 1.8 chance of landing the first pick. Needless to say, and Day-Day and I were texting last night, conspiracy theorists just took it and ran with it because the NBA makes it easy. When you see something like that, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. And you know me, I don't know where you fall on this, Abe. I don't believe in all of the crazy stuff. I think the Warren Commission got the sequence of shots wrong. I do believe Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. I know that's a minority opinion. But I will say this. It's hard to convince some people that the fix wasn't in when you look at the team and the size of the market and everything that happened that preceded it.
I do love conspiracies. I don't say I would, like, just believe all of the conspiracies. But the problem here, Mike, this isn't just some standalone 1.8% coincidence. Like we've seen other instances where weird stuff happens in the NBA and a team gets rewarded for it, right? And we can go back most recently. Anthony Davis goes to the Lakers. The Pelicans end up with Zion. And we talk about LeBron leaving Cleveland and going to Miami. Cleveland gets the number one pick. Even the year that Cleveland got the number one pick, a kid from Ohio, like, what a shock. And then you obviously go back to the Patrick Ewing draft.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's just weird. It may have been just a coincidence. And that's certainly possible. And I know they televise and then show after the fact the actual lottery, not the show that they announced, but the actual lottery that's held, and they try and be like, see, we're all on the up and up, but I mean, come on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.